Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 21st, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, each morning. Today's message is titled Effective Grace. The scripture text is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10.
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect.
Well, we both have a friend in New England with a powerful, wonderful testimony. Peter is a living demonstration of God's grace. He's a big man, having played tackle in college football and working as a bouncer in a Boston bar. He lived hard in the worldly ways until he was 25. At that time, he met Christ, and at his conversion, he changed dramatically, and now bears a strong, bold witness for the Lord. He says of his faith, dedication to Christ, and his cause, "I am no moderate." He lived all out for the world, and now he lives all out for Jesus Christ. What a joy to see the long-term effects of God's grace in an individual.
Today, let's focus on the phrase, "His grace to me was not without effect." Here, Paul is sharing his personal testimony, the biographical information we have in the book of Acts, and Paul's letters truly indicate that the grace of God made a wonderful change in his life. This one-time persecutor became the persecuted. He who had consented to the stoning of Stephen in Acts 8:1 was himself stoned, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians 11:25. Should it have been written at that time, Paul surely could have sang the grand old gospel song, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart."
I wonder how many times people who had not heard of the Apostle Paul's background put their hands over their mouths as he shared his testimony, exclaiming, "Oh, I can't believe he was ever like that." But in his own written testimony, he states, "I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, and elsewhere, the worst of sinners." But in the daily text, he was able to say, "His grace to me was not without effect." What a dynamic transformation had taken place in his life. And years later, he was able to declare this marvelous truth.
Authentic grace always makes a difference. Titus 2:11 and 12 says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. For some, the change is more dramatic than others, but grace will always bring about change in every recipient."
What about you today? Do you need to submit to Him as Lord and Savior? Repent and do so. Has Christ changed your life? Rejoice. Is He still working on you? Respond. Be resolute in your walk with Jesus. I join with Paul and each of you as we proclaim together, "His grace to me was not without effect."
Let's pray together. Father, only through the death of your Son could we know the full extent of your grace. Though our sins bring untold loss, your grace brings infinite gain. Your grace exceeds our rebellion and points us to the refuge for our sinful souls. Thank you, Father. You don't grant a partial pardon, but you extend a full pardon to all who call upon your name. Your grace is incomprehensible, infinite, and indiscriminate to all of your creation. Help us to extend grace to others as you have richly extended your grace to us. Amen.
Amen. May that be our outlook in life today. Well, we're thankful for this opportunity and for those of you that listened all the way through the podcast today. We write the message on just a beautiful but chilly fall morning here. It's Tuesday morning where we prepare, but a brilliant blue sky as I look out, even as I'm reading and sharing this right now, I don't see a hint of clouds in the sky. Our ministry, again, is Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Not a lot of additional resources up on the page today. We do plan to put up something we referred to yesterday in regard to Brooksine presenting a story about the Pilgrims and the early history of the founding of America. And we had several requests. Do we have an audio of that or video or even the text? And, well, we don't have an audio or video, but Brooksine's going to be working on a simple text presentation for any of you that want to perhaps read over a presentation. We hope to have that up tomorrow. We do have one picture on the site today. One of our fall pictures we take as we travel about in our various types of work. It's an arrangement on a porch that's just beautiful. Most of these arrangements, by the way, are starting to fade and not be available anymore as we hit the deeper part of winter, but we're still getting some nice pictures, and we like to share them on the website. Well, have a blessed day today. There's, by the way, also several links to songs up today. The one that we really enjoy so much is Your Grace Still Amazes Me, and we have both an audio and a video link to that song up for those of you that might want to listen or watch it even. Have a great day. Stay faithful and stay encouraged today.